Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hilm. Striker Sergio Aguero had revealed he's tested positive for coronavirus, the latest setback in a season of frustration for the Argentine. The Man City striker had been self-isolating after a close contact with another confirmed case. Now the 32-year-old has revealed he too has the virus. He confirmed, "After a close contact, I've been self-isolating and the latest test I took was positive for COVID-19. I had some symptoms and I'm following doctor's orders for recovery. Take care, everyone." It's yet another blow for City's record goal scorer. He only started 3 matches this season. He missed the end of last term and the start of this campaign because of knee surgery in June. His return to action was then complicated by a hamstring injury in October. He then seriously had to put up with more complications with a discomfort in his knee. Into other news, and Kevin De Bruyne could be joining him on the sidelines. Their talisman is set to miss the next few weeks with a hamstring injury. He picked it up in Wednesday's win over Aston Villa, throwing into doubt his inclusion for next month's clash with Liverpool. De Bruyne was forced off just before the hour mark after pulling up during a sprint. 29-year-old, a driving force behind City's recent resurgence, has experienced hamstring problems before and is now set to miss the next few weeks. Pep Guardiola's side face West Brom, Sheffield United and Burnley in the Premier League, ahead of a potentially pivotal trip to Anfield against Jurgen Klopp's defending champions on February the 7th. The news of De Bruyne's injury came on the same day of Aguero's in what was a tough few hours for Guardiola and co. And into other news, and Leroy Sané has been speaking about Pep Guardiola. He said he spent so much time trying to improve him as a player, he ended up with a little man in my ear telling him what to do on the pitch. Media reports during his time at Man City often suggested Sané did not see eye to eye, but he insists the pair got on very well and he could not have helped him any more in his career. That's all then for the latest Man City headlines. We'll have more news later.